The Hammer of Tillery subdivision 2016-10.
This is a final subdivision plan for 27 single family lots on a 27.61 acre parcel with open space and a top lot located on the west side of Long Branch Road, approximately 822 feet northwest of Sharps Mill Road. The final subdivision plan meets the requirements of the county zoning and subdivision codes, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. The tax parcel ID is District 430, Map 11, Parcels 30 and 107 and 139. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Whitehouse, did you say that all other approvals are in place? They have all.
We're in receipt of all agency approvals.
That's great. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the Hamlet of Tillery 2016-10 as a final subdivision plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the final subdivision plan for Hamlet of Tillery, subdivision 2016-10. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Nanticoke Indian Association Conditional Use 2115 Revised Final Site Plan.
This is a revised final site plan for the placement of a new sign approved by Sussex County Council on March 13, 2018, as part of Conditional Use 2115. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Tax parcel is 234-29.00-53.00. Zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Nanticoke Indian Association CU2115, I move we approve the revised final site plan.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the revised final site plan for the Nanticoke Indian Association Conditional Use 2115. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is the Center at Love Creek, Pelican Landing Site Plan 17-45.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for an 84,576 square foot shopping center access from John J. Williams Highway. That's Route 24. Planning and Zoning Commission approved a final site plan for a similar shopping center at its meeting of August 1st of last year. The name of the development has since changed and the total amount of floor area reduced from 87,800 square feet to 84,576 square feet. The site layout has been amended to create an additional building and the parking rearranged to accommodate this change. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code. Staff are currently awaiting verification on whether further agency approvals are required for the changes. The tax parcel IDs are District 234, Map 7, and Parcels 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, and 92.01. The zoning district is B1, Neighborhood Business District. Thank you.
Are there any questions on this?
This is the one next to
Pillars Village.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Now, is this in the setback? Is the parking in the front road there in the setback?
Remember, we went over this before.
this is a revised
site plan,
so it probably already dealt with the setbacks when it came through for the original permit.
I couldn't remember how it got what the revision was, except they said added a new building,
They shrunk the building and then took one out and added a new building for the overall square footage. So they did tweaking to the site, which is, we thought it was significant enough to bring back to the commission because there's a new building that wasn't originally approved. But the parking layout has, it's slightly changed, but the parking's still in the front where it was.
Okay, all right.
How much did that impact the square footage?
It came down several thousand square feet.
Right.
So it came down from 87,800 square feet down to 84,576 square feet.
Perfect. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to the Center at Love Creek, FKA Pelican Landing S1745, I move we approve the revised preliminary site plan.
Second.
Can I ask a question? Would that be with final subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got that. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
Is there any way we can throw in there that this is just such a crazy area that if, you know, they want to do permeable parking, go for it? I just know that there's a lot of water in that area. So,
I mean, that's the choice they actually have, don't they?
Can they do that? Are they allowed to do that?
We just say it has to be a dust-free surface.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they're going to, because it's over 10 in a row, they have to mark it. So there's nothing that prohibits them from doing that.
Okay. Nope. Anybody listening? I'm for it. Go for it. Okay. So that's.
Are you going to be my second?
I'll be your second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve the revised preliminary site plan for the center at Love Creek, site plan 17-45, with final by staff, pending receipt of any agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding, conditional use number 2103, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a recreational facility commercially operated for therapeutic horseback riding, office, caretaker's house, and stables on a 9.38-acre parcel of land located off Harbison Road. This site plan is part of conditional use 2103, which was approved by Sussex County Council on November 7, 2017. Tax parcel is 235-26.00-17.14. Zoning district is AR1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Just before we go on that one, just mention that it was a commercial one. I know Ms. Cornwell and I sort of talked about this, and it sort of doesn't fit squarely under a commercial or a private stable, because it's not, you know, they're not renting stalls or boarding horses for third parties. It's sort of a charitable organization that doesn't necessarily fall squarely under the definitions. So anyway, I just point that out. It's a preliminary site plan. Staff's going to keep looking at it. You know, there may be some tweaks.
Your concern is park.
Yeah, and some other things. This is one I think should come back for final. So.
So do I put that in my motion?
Just that it needs to come back.
It's a preliminary, and it will automatically come back.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding, Inc., CU-2103, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff.
No, sorry.
Right. You can just leave it after preliminary site plan approval. Yep. Then automatically it has to come back.
So I move for approval of the preliminary site plan.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan for Southern Delaware Therapeutic and Recreational Horseback Riding, Inc., conditional use 2103. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Clean Cut Pavers, conditional use 2083, site plan 1842.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 3,200-square-foot building for equipment maintenance and storage, parking, and other site improvements as part of conditional use 2083, which was approved by Sussex County Council on August 8, 2017. The site is 5.96 acres located off Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. Tax parcel is 135-15.00-79.03. Zoning district is AR1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Clean Cut Pavers, CU-2083 and S-1842, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan for Clean Cut Pavers, CU-2083, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Mm-hmm. Our next item is Waste Management, Site Plan 1843.
This is a preliminary site plan for an approximately 10,000-square-foot maintenance garage, a 2,000-square-foot office building, and other associated works on a 12.16-acre parcel of land accessed from Trusson Pond Road, Sussex County Route 462. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial District. The tax parcel ID is District 332, Map 2, Parcel 79.00. The site plan complies with the zoning code. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the waste management site plan as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan of waste management, site plan 1843, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Good Earth Market, conditional use 2038, and site plan 1845, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for three 600-square-foot tourist homes and a 300-square-foot bathhouse for a wedding venue as part of conditional use 2038, which was approved by Sussex County Council on December 10th, 2015. The proposed cabins are located on a 4.68-acre parcel of land located on Atlantic Avenue. Tax parcel is 134-11.00-181.03. Zoning district is CR1, Commercial Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan for Good Earth Market, CU2038 and S1845, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the preliminary site plan for Good Earth Market, conditional use 2038, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is Hayes Route 9 car sales, conditional use 2119, site plan 1847, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for an existing building to be used for car sales and minor repairs, as well as a contractor office with storage located off Lewis Georgetown Highway, Route 9. This site plan is part of conditional use 2119, which was approved by Sussex County Council on April 17, 2018. Tax parcel 135-15.00-40.00. Zoning district is AR1. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
This is the one that was that go-kart sales place?
Yes, yeah, it was. Right.
So this can be this a final. Preliminary and a final?
Yep.
Can they?
So you got all agency comments?
Yes. Sorry. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Hayes Route 9 car sales CU2119 and S1847, I move for approval of the preliminary and final site plan.
Period.
Second. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve as a preliminary and final site plan for Hayes Route 9 car sales, conditional use 2119. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item is the controversial Delaware State Police Troop 7.
I challenge anybody to turn this one down.
Yeah. Only if you want to get home. Conditional use 2015, preliminary site plan.
Mr. Hopkins.
Oh, sorry, go for it.
Sorry, we're joking around here, messing up.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Delaware State Police Troop 7, CU2015 and S1851, I move for... So
preliminary
for somebody
and final.
To read something.
Yeah, she didn't read it, but...
Is this only a preliminary?
No, it can be final. They actually came in with all their agency approvals.
Thank you. I move for preliminary... I make a motion that we approve both preliminary and final site plan.
Second.
We have a motion to second.
Yeah, put Doug down for the second.
Yeah, that could be a potential conflict of interest, right? Yeah. We have a motion to approve as a preliminary and final site plan, the site plan for Delaware State Police Troop 7, conditional use 2015. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
So at least kept the appearance.
Yeah. Our next other business item is E.M. Smith Farms Limited, site plan 1853, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a 145-foot telecommunications tower on a 45.88-acre parcel at the intersection of Cross Keys Road and Hard's Gravel Road. The telecommunications tower, case number 12086, was approved by the Board of Adjustment on January 22, 2018. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code. Tax parcel 133-15-10. Zoning district is AR1. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, as bad as cell phone service is around across Sussex County these days, I move that we approve the E.M. Smith Farms Limited as a preliminary, a final. We hereby declare the building permit issued and construction start tomorrow.
Second.
We have a motion and second to approve as a preliminary and final site plan, E.M. Smith Farms Limited site plan 1853. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. And our last item of other business is JKJ Properties, minor subdivision off 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision to create one lot measuring 1 acre plus or minus off an existing 50-foot easement, leaving a residual parcel measuring 1 acre plus or minus off Broad Hill Road, tax parcel 235-14.00-122.03. Zoning district is AR1. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for approval of minor subdivision, or the JKJ Properties minor subdivision off 50-foot easement, with final approval by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minor subdivision off 50-foot easement for JKJ Properties with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Back to our public hearings. Our first public hearing was subdivision 2018-5, Meadowview Lot 10.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion prepared for this. I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2018-5 for Box 64B Selbyville LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. Number one, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of two additional lots on 13.24 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, the applicant has obtained consents from existing lot owners within the Meadowview development as required by Section 99-13 of the Subdivision Code. Seven, because this is a small re-subdivision of an existing subdivision lot, a waiver from the street design requirements and landscape buffer requirements is appropriate. Eight, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there should be now no more than two new lots in addition to Lot 10 within the subdivision. B, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. C, the applicant shall record an easement providing for the shared perpetual maintenance of the driveway providing access to the lots. D, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County. All those in favor? Oh, I'm sorry. That's my motion.
That'll work. We have a motion and second to approve the subdivision 2018-5 Meadowview Lot 10. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2130, the Evergreens Company, LLC, Pallets Corner.
Mr. Chairman, I move for deferral of conditional use 2130, the Evergreens Company's LLC, NKA Pallets Corner for further consideration.
Second.
We have a motion and second to defer action on conditional use 2130, the Evergreens Company LLC, for further consideration by the commission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Our next item was conditional use 2131, CBB Cedar Pines LLC, Oceanside Vista.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use 2131 for CBB Cedar Pines LLC for multifamily dwelling structures based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this conditional use is identical to conditional use number 1986 filed by Castaways Bethany Beach LLC prior approval expired. Two, this conditional use permits the development of 30 multifamily units to be part of a mixed-use residential development. Three, the conditional use will allow the development of this property in a way that is consistent with nearby residential communities, and it is consistent with the prior approval for multifamily units on this parcel. Four, the conditional use will be served by Central Water and Sussex County Sewer. Five, conditional use will not adversely affect adjacent properties, roadways, or other public facilities. Six, This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 30 units within the conditional use area. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners or condominium association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roadways, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and an area for school bus stops shall be established. The location of the school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County mapping and addressing departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot forested agricultural buffer shall be shown along the perimeter of the entire residential development, including the area covered by the change in zone 1947 for the RPC portion of the development. Final site plan shall also contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all the landscape and vegetation to be included in the buffer area. H, the project shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. I, as proffered by the applicant, the developer shall construct all of the recreational amenities no later than the issuance of the 50th residential building permit for the entire project, including the RPC portion of the development covered by CZ 1747. J, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction material, landscaping material, and fill on or off the property shall occur from Monday through Saturday between the hours of 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. K, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of the approval have been depicted or noted on it. L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Just real quick, an explanation on that one. We looked at, in preparing that motion, the original motion for the original castaways, and I know there's a reference in there to being proffered by the applicant. I don't know if that was specifically proffered tonight, but it was proffered the first time through, so that's why that statement was in that motion, just to be clear on that. It mirrors what was approved before, because as I stated, that's part of the rest of the RPC.
Second.
We have a motion and second to recommend approval of conditional use 2131 CBB Cedar Pines LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0.
Mr. Chairman, before we go to that, did I hand you one? Yeah.
Here you go.
It has her initials by it, I think I read.
There you go. That's okay.
Pull back the curtain there for a second. So.
Thanks. We all good now?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Thank you. Our last public hearing was conditional use 2132. Dorothy Darley.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2132 for Dorothy Darley for a hair studio based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. It's very consistent with the size and scope of a permitted home occupation under county code, and the use is very small in nature. To the small structure and the limited use will have little, if any, impact on neighboring properties or the community. Three, the proposed use will not adversely affect traffic, roadways, or community facilities in the area. Four, the site is in a location where a mixture of residential, commercial, and neighborhood uses exist. It's located on Clay Road, which is a transitional area from the more intensive uses closer to Westcoats Corner. This small business use is consistent with this area. Five, the property is within the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the county comprehensive plan. This type of use is appropriate in this area under the plan. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the 800 square foot building shown on the plan submitted during the public hearing identified as existing one-story building salon. B, the applicant shall submit a final site plan showing all entrance and parking areas. C, one unlighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 32 square feet per side. D, as stated by the applicant, the hours of operation shall be between 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. through 3 p.m. on Saturdays. E, any security lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements concerning entrance and roadway improvements. G, no parking shall be permitted within the front yard setback. H, the final site plan shall show all designated parking areas, and these locations shall also be clearly designated on the site itself. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, period.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to recommend approval of conditional use 2132, Dorothy Darley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries 5-0. That's all the items on our agenda for this evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the cause? Hearing none, we are adjourned.